89.5.
Joining me in the studio now, the founder of the Phuket Drum Circle, Marco. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good to be here.
I'm very happy to have you back here. This is the actually the third time that you've been on Good Morning Phuket with me.
Yes, it is.
That's very exciting. And also, 5 years. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's a growing phenomenon.
Yeah, absolutely. So, of course, for people who aren't aware, and of course they should be because you've been around for so long, but maybe some newcomers to the island, what is the Phuket Drum Circle all about?
It's a free public drumming and dancing event. And people can just go there to sit down and even feel the vibrations of the drums from the sand as they're lying down nearby. Some people go to dance, to play their drums, djembes, congas, whatever. So it's... I would say it's like a random but cosmic and ultimately social and musical event.
Would I be right in saying that it's almost a multi-artistic version of improv? Kind of everything, kind of everyone adds something to the circle and you kind of build something together?
Absolutely. I like that. I like that description.
That's great, which I used to take and actually taught improv for years back in Canada. And it really is, as you said, a very cosmic kind of just serendipitous thing that happens because nobody knows what's happened. You can't control it. And that's actually very relaxing that you are in no control of anything that's happening. Everyone's contributing something else and you can still manage to make something that's beautiful, oftentimes with people you've never met before, just a completely organic production.
That's a very nice description. I really resonate with that. And when you have so many people there to improvise, just to let their heart out artistically and emotionally, something happens. It's like there's like a collective presence that brings you somewhere, but you don't know where you're going to go. But you're definitely going to go somewhere else. And that's thanks to, I think, when the gathering, the assembly of people that are there with similar intentions. So,
and it's not just the nice thing about doing it on the beach too, and it's happening this Sunday, by the way, at Nyharn Beach from 4 p.m. until 10 p.m. And the nice thing about it being on the beach is there's obviously going to be people who come here specifically for the event, but there's lots of people passing by that, because they're tourists, may never have heard of this event but still have an opportunity to contribute.
Good point. You know, on average we get 30-50% of the people that join the drum circle who knew nothing about it. They're just tourists walking down the beach, whether it's Nyharn or Patong. And by the way, on July 30th, if there is rain, which there might be, we have a plan B, of course, and it's going to be at Unique Stone Cafe, just a mile away from the beach.
Great. So even if there is rain, you can still... And that's actually kind of nice, because then the rain would almost add a new level of percussion to the drum circle.
Yeah, but it would wet the drums.
Yeah. So.
A little rain is no problem. But with signs of rain, we go inside. So rain or shine, we rock and roll and we groove.
Absolutely. And so this is the anniversary that's happening this Sunday, July 30th at Nyharn Beach. But you do meet bi-monthly every 2 weeks.
That's right.
And if people want to keep up to date with that, is it best to find out, because the location does change occasionally, is it best to keep up to date with that on your website or Facebook?
I think Facebook is the best. And ultimately, there's a formula. Second Sundays in Nyharn, mm-hmm. last Sundays in Patong, except for the anniversary.
Right. Which is going to be back at Nyharn again this Sunday.
That's right. That's a little confusing, but...
at least it's only the once a year that it changes up the schedule.
Yeah, and the Facebook page has a calendar, so people ultimately find where to go.
And so for people who maybe want to come join, but they don't own any instruments, is there any kind of... obviously not a policy, but does it tend to have people sharing instruments as well when you're there?
Oh, for sure. People bring extra drums. I will, for sure. And you can also improvise with what are called found sounds. You can take that cup over there and bang it with a pen and use that as a percussive instrument. There are so many things in nature and in the universe that can be used as percussion.
Well, that's very beautiful. I'm very much looking forward to it, and very happy to see that you're doing so well and thriving after 5 years. I think that speaks very well of the culture in Phuket, that you've been able to maintain this for so long and continue growing.
Yeah, thank you.
So if you want to keep up to date with Phuket Drum Circle, as you said, on the Facebook page, Phuket Drum Circle is where you can find that. Information for the event is also up on our website, thephuketnews.com, and click on events. Again, the 5th anniversary happening this Sunday at Nai Harn Beach from 4 until 10 p.m. If you're looking for it, just find the awesome group of people in a circle on Nai Harn Beach.
Oh yeah, they'll see it or hear it from far away.
Absolutely. Mark, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up next, we got the LA Spins feature here on Live 89.5.